Pulling shapes just for your eyes. Sew with toothpaste, kisses and lines. I'll be yours and you'll be. Lay with me, I'll lay with you. We'll do the things that lovers do. Put the stars in our eyes. And with heart-shaped bruises and late-night kisses, divine.
That was a sneak peek of the next song.
It's the morning show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, look how in sync we are. That's beautiful.
This is a special edition. Specialer than most editions. I mean, everyone's pretty...
Every edition is pretty special.
But this edition...
As you know, tomorrow is February 14th, so it's a Thursday.
The day of St. Valentine.
Do we know what St. Valentine did?
No, what do you do?
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
We can look it up and we'll return back. It's interesting, we'll return back, but it's probably not. And we know that Valentine's Day is a capitalistic holiday, and it's about buying.
What are your plans? We're going to be giving dating advice.
Basically, we're doing a Valentine's Day theme today, even though it's the day before Valentine's Day. And
so we'll get two different... Does my mic sound weird?
I don't think so. Is it just...
okay, anyway.
I love the on-air troubleshooting.
We have a taken... And single.
Yeah, so I think this will make for some fun banter. I feel like I'm pretty well-versed.
Expertise.
Yeah. And we're going to play some love-themed songs, because there's a lot of those.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to be my Valentine, call in, and we can go on a date on air. That sounds fun.
That would be fun.
We can do like a little blind date thing.
Yeah, you could come right now.
Or you can just come to the
studio.
Come
right now if you want to date Lucas. He's cool.
Please.
He's cool and desperate. today, the weather is snowy, but also wet because it rained. You going to do some ASMR? Lucas has a bag of chips we're not supposed to eat in the studio. Wow. That was really good. I liked it.
Let's play some music.
So you want to play some music? Okay, we're going to play Sea of Love by Cat Power. It started to play earlier, and now it will play again. I hope you enjoy.
Kingdoms of falling. Angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside.
That was a Daniel Caesar song called Get You. Lucas stepped out. Now he's running back. Welcome, Lucas. Which mic are you trying to use?
Three.
Three. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Lucas.
And the song before that was Lil Soda Boy. Been listening to him a lot recently. I like his music. Phoebe said... This song is awful.
I didn't say it was awful.
He
I just
said
it,
horrible.
It wasn't good. I didn't think it was good.
Well, you get both the best of both worlds with us as your radio
show
host,
you get good,
I guess.
Both good music and bad music. I looked up St. Valentine. I didn't feel like reading any of it because it looked boring. But apparently he was beheaded. He was a saint, obviously, and he was beheaded for some reason. So if that intrigues you, feel free to look into it.
Well, not really, but...
I thought to start our dating advice, we could say romantic emojis.
Oh, like good emojis to send to someone that you're dating?
A little flirty emojis.
What about kissy face with the colon and apostrophe?
But I think a winking kissy face is good.
Mm.
It's not an apostrophe. It's the star. What is that? The little...
No, it's like not apostrophe. Star. No. It's a
asterisk.
Asterisk. Yeah.
A little. Yeah. You got a semicolon and just a few, like a few kisses, double kissy.
It's a pro move.
I like the crazy emoji, the one with the eyes that are small, like one of them smaller than the other one, and it's sticking its tongue out.
You're bad at flirting. Yeah. I think.
I think we already knew that. But that one's really fun and flirty and chill, and
it
says that you're a little wild.
just sends crazy vibes.
Crazy vibes are fun.
Well,
I like some vegetables, like
eggplant,
bok choy. Is that bok choy?
I don't know, but I don't know how bok choy fits into anything.
I thought it was flirty and fun.
No. This segment is over. play a song.
Okay.
We need to seriously regroup.
I think Lucas is mad at me. So I'm going to play another Daniel Caesar song, which I think is better than the one Lucas played. I think they're both good. He's a very talented artist, but I'm gonna play Best Part by Daniel Caesar. So good, so romantic, beautiful. I hope you enjoy.
You're the best part. Oh, say something. If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Drawings, thank you very much. I smile, you smile. My stomach fills up with butterflies. What do you want to do today? Day, go to my house. Sit down on the carpet. Watch some cartoons. It's up to you. Look up and think about when the sky is blue. I don't know what to think about you. When the sky is blue, I just look up and think about. You put your backpack in the backseat, and then you sit down,
sit right next to me.
Yeah, I'll drive you to my parents' house, and then we start making out while we're listening to Cherry Bomb. Order pizza, then we take it outside.
Today's a perfect day. Today's a perfect day with you. Today's a perfect day. Today's a perfect day with you. Today's a perfect day. Today's a perfect day with you. Today's a perfect day. Today's a perfect day.
When the sky is blue, I don't know what to think about you. When the sky is blue, I just look up and think about.
You got nice eyes, they're very blue. That is why I look at you.
alone and lonely, I need you to be beside me. But you're away, I don't know what to do. I need you, but you're just so far away. I need you, and I think you need me too. And now it's hit me, is there nothing more that I can do? Are you still with me? I wonder if there is somebody new. So far away.
Be free and
like the sound of you putting down your phone, Lucas. I hope everyone heard that.
And I hope everyone else likes it too.
That was, what was that, Lucas?
That was Younger Days by Mount Joy.
Lucas loves Mount Joy.
Oh, they're so good. Phoebe actually wanted to stop the song halfway through.
It was a 5-minute song.
He's trying to stage a coup of this radio show.
Yeah. I have a PSA. I was looking through the book to find a romantic one to fit our theme, and it didn't. This is the closest thing I could find. Blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy, and someone you love. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous.
Oh, no.
And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
So
how romantic.
No scented candles.
Yeah, well, I'd say other
times.
That just
throws my Valentine's plans out of whack.
Well, not if there's a blackout.
Blackout and chill.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be nice.
So that's actually another good advice is cause a power outage.
Turn off the screens. No Netflix. None of that. Just
chill.
Just turn off the lights. Scented candle.
Just sit in the dark silently.
Just sit. Do not talk, whatever you do.
Whatever you do, do not talk to the person that you're trying to seduce. Because they don't like that, it turns out.
And they don't like you. They're just here for the candle.
That is a message from
They're
WFO.
Just here for that sweet Yankee candle.
But not in your dorms, everyone.
Never.
Never.
Do you have a candle?
I'm not going to say that on air. I may or may not have a candle.
I do not recall.
We played other songs that we played. Blue by Zach Valer, Duet by Frankie Kosmos, and I Need You by the Pesky Snakes.
We were just discussing how it seems like every single song is a love song.
Oh, yeah. And then we were wondering if there's a statistic on that, because we love some statistics. And I looked it up, and apparently there was a study that analyzed the lyrics of the year's 10 most popular songs listed in Billboard's online archives for eras 20...
It just looked at the 10?
No, but for years. So
for how many years?
2002 to 2005 and 1968 to 1971. Not sure why they chose those. And they found that 24 of the 40 songs in the modern era, 60% and half of the songs of the classic era were devoted to the subject of love and relationships. So like more than half. But I feel like it feels like more than that.
Because those are the good ones. You don't like to listen to a song about like going to the park without someone that you love.
True.
You know?
I feel like now not as much they're like love songs, but songs about not love, but like still
heartbreak.
About heartbreak or like sexual relations. I didn't know if we're allowed to say that on air.
Casual form of love.
Yeah.
I wouldn't classify like T-Pain, Buy You a Drink as a love song, but one could argue for that and I could be swayed.
I think it's a love song.
Can we play it?
Is it clean?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a clean version out there. And we can let the listeners decide.
Is
they
it clean?
Call in. And also, if you want to be my Valentine's, call in. Remember.
Call in. Oh, I think it is.
Let's play it.
It says clean, so let's hope it's clean. This is the love song of the century. Buy You a Drink.
I'ma buy you a drink.
By T-Pain. Oh, it already started, it seems like. Okay, enjoy.
Shout out to T-Pain. Damn, shout out to Snap. Shout out to T-Pain. Hey, she slapped her. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain, you know me. Convict music, never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance until you rollin' with me? Back to the crib, show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink.
Your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both by tipsy, you say in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it, so he can make it clear.
I'ma buy you a drink.
Not a love song.
I'm going to say that as well.
We're going to go with no.
Buy You a Drink by T-Pain. I wanted to stop the music for a second and talk because I wanted to say that I saw T-Pain in concert at a comedy festival last year. He's pretty... I didn't stay for the whole thing because, you know, I had things to do, but he's pretty wonderful. And he's a wonderful dancer. Yeah, he actually is good, and I think he's a good singer, actually. It was funny because this festival was, like, new, and so they didn't have all their stuff figured out yet, and T-Pain was supposed to go on first, but since they were so slow letting everyone in, no one was there. It was like seven people in the audience when T-Pain was supposed to go on. And he took like a Snapchat video and was like, T-Pain does not perform for seven people. And then, so they moved him to like 12 o'clock a.m.
Uh-huh.
And then he projects the Snapchat video that he took onto the stage.
And then?
And then he performed.
Nice.
It was wonderful.
Bit of a fire festival situation, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, we're going to get back on the dating advice train.
Yeah.
We've regrouped. We're going to give first date ideas dash advice.
Yeah.
Do you want to start or should I?
You can go for it.
Let's see. Of all the first dates I've been on, all three of them, I would say don't go to the mall with your middle school girlfriend, because that's not fun, as it turns out, just walking around the mall for 2 hours.
Good middle school date idea, Spider-Man 3.
Mm,
great opportunity for hand-holding.
Really?
But pretty upset when you don't get your hand held.
Oh, no.
And then he breaks up with you over G-Chat.
G-Chat.
Yeah.
It was the Snapchat of the day.
Yeah, it was pretty devastating.
I once cooked a pizza for a first date. That was fun.
That went well. And did you get her? Did you seduce her with your pizza?
Yeah, we dated for a year.
Wow.
And I went on a first date last weekend. Got coffee. Oh. I wouldn't call it a date per se. Coffee I wouldn't say date. We're dating per se.
I feel like a coffee date we is different
really
than a date.
We haven't talked since per se.
Oh no! So maybe coffee isn't the way to go.
No, it was a solid. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes a coffee date
is just kind of like it's ambiguous.
Yeah, because it could be like not romantic easily, and it's hard to like feel a connection on a coffee date. Sometimes maybe I've never been on a coffee date. I don't go on a lot of dates.
What's your favorite date to do with Jackson?
We don't go on a lot of we got tacos one time. We get a lot of Mexican food, which is funny because someone once told me that you're not supposed to eat a burrito on a date
because
it's Or no, they said you are supposed to. They said, never mind. I totally remember. They said you are supposed to because then both you and your date look stupid because everyone looks stupid eating a burrito.
Oh, okay. Do they though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was their theory.
Poor piece of advice.
I think I wouldn't choose burritos as a first date.
Absolutely not.
Place because it's very messy.
I think you get you're taking someone out to Davis Square.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I think...
What about that Italian place on the corner?
Well, if you're going to go to Italian food, you should go to the Italian district because that's like good Italian food. Italian food's romantic.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
I think ice skating is a good date. I haven't...
Oh.
That's a plan I have.
That's fun.
But I think that's romantic.
Because, you know, you're just falling and...
Slipping and sliding.
Sliding in love.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it'll, you know, the dates, don't worry, guys. The dates will get better once the weather improves because you don't really want to be outside.
I think like a nice inside date, like it's snowing outside. You got some hot cocoa.
There's a blackout nationwide.
Yeah. No candles. You got a full water and food supply.
For at least 3 days.
Yeah. That's my ideal first date.
Controversial.
I have another song to play. Do you have any other advice?
Nah.
I don't think I have good dating advice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say it.
We've seen that. Play a song.
This is... For Real by Mallrat. I think it's fun.
Mallrat?
Mallrat. I guess it's a pun.
How is that a pun?
It's like mole rat.
No, Mallrat. Mallrat is a thing.
But how is it spelled?
Mallrat.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't that?
Please enjoy.
What?
Passenger seat, I'm with you so we could get something to eat. Know a place where there's nothing to see, so we can just talk about what we wanna be. Work out, we can work out, eh? But time's not a thing, so roll down the window so we can just sing. Like la la la, not a worry in the world, and blah 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 blah. It's not really true, but right now it is when I'm right here with you. We both look a mess, but we couldn't care less about the way that we dress. Late to the party. I hope we offend somebody. And you didn't even want to die once this week. And when you're around, I feel less of a freak. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. Don't care if it's night or it's day, let's get some coffee so we stay awake. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. And when you smile for real, you make smile for real. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. Falling easily, how about you take a seat with me? Worrying me, and you shouldn't say sorry to me. I just shouldn't say what I'm wanting to say. Your makeup's running like you're running away. And it's not the best way to be ending the day. Nothing to say, disregard what we say. Now I'm lost and alone in this big white house on a hill. Some rude boy calls your name and don't remember why we came. Cause you didn't even wanna die once this way. And when you're around, I feel less of a freak. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. You're trying to find your heels. Falling asleep, dream sweet in the passenger seat. Falling asleep, dream sweet in the passenger seat.
that was When I'm With You by Best Coast. You know what the Best Coast is referring to?
West Coast, baby.
That was terrible. West Coast, Best Coast. That's all I'm going to say. I remembered another good date place is a concert. I'm a fan of concert dates.
I don't know. Because, like, what do? Do you talk?
A little bit.
You can't, though.
Dates aren't about talking.
Mm. So true.
I don't know. I think it's a fun outing. Well, I just love concerts, like, with or without a significant other.
Well, folks, that's about all we got for you today.
I think it was a fun time.
Hopefully,
I hope you enjoyed.
You'll take our advice. Get a date for yourself tomorrow.
Well, but also, Valentine's Day is stupid, and I think it's stupid when people make other people feel bad for not having someone. And what I would always do when I was single is I would ask my friends to be my Valentine.
I don't think it's stupid.
Well, I just think it doesn't have to be about romantic love. I think it can be for friends too.
Every other day is for friendship.
Well, I think you can appreciate other special people in your life on Valentine's Day. So I would always get gifts for my friends on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Then why were you refuting it?
I wasn't refuting that. I was refuting your Valentine's Day is dumb hot take.
It's not a hot take. A lot of people don't like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, a lot of people.
I was saying that the part about it that's dumb is making other people feel bad.
Yeah, well.
I don't think it's. And I think it shouldn't just be about romantic love. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
Automation time?
Yeah, I think so.
How's it coming?
I don't know. I think it's playing. Okay, this has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, no matter how you choose to celebrate.
Thanks, y'all.
In his right hand, on the ground, lay the body.